Friends of Jesus, our Savior, what can we learn from this gospel account, our text today? Well, first of all, Jesus calls some unusual followers. And one of them was Matthew. He was also called Levi. He was a Jew, but he worked for the Roman government as a tax collector. Caesar permitted these Jewish citizens to tax the amount that he wanted from the revenue, and then whatever other figure they might have for their personal gain. And I mean, they could tax anything. You could tax a boat, you could tax a fish you caught, house, crops. So there were lots of taxes for Caesar and these usually dishonest tax collectors. He's not the kind of guy that you'd want probably amongst your friends, that tax collector, Matthew. Not the kind of guy certainly you'd want on your call list when at the end of the year, Pastor Vern retires, and you're looking for a new pastor. He's not leadership material, this Matthew, according to the Jewish standards, and, like I say, for ourselves too. Well, for starters, Jesus knew one thing about Matthew that he had going in his favor. Jesus, with his divine knowledge, knew that Matthew would be a follower. You know, our society and church put so much emphasis on leadership. Yeah, that's what we want, someone with leadership skills. And usually the follower doesn't get that much praise or consideration. Jesus looks not for leaders. He looks for followers, and Matthew filled the bill in that department, in that description. And he rose and followed him, Jesus. Having followed Jesus, Matthew did the next thing in a step of loyalty to his teacher. He invited him over to his house, and he invited his friends, who happened to be also other tax collectors and sinners. They came to eat with Matthew and Jesus' disciples. The Pharisees were confused. They wanted to know why. I mean, after all, good people, religious people, Pharisees separated themselves from the bad people, you know, tax collectors, sinners, adulterers, thieves. You know, the kind of people that you hear about in the news, the criminals that make the headlines. It wasn't the kind of group religious leaders were supposed to be a part of. That's what the Pharisees believed and taught. What was Jesus thinking? Must have gone through their brains. Well, he gives the Pharisees and us the answer. Those who are well have no need of a physician or a doctor, but those who are sick. And that was just another way of him saying, you all got sickness. You all are sinners. And like those bad people, you are bad with sin as well. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Paul writes in Romans 3:23. You know, that's a hard thing to swallow, isn't it? That we're in that group of bad people or sinners. We have that bad habit of looking down on people that we consider worse than us, and so we feel better. You know, there might even have been some Sunday school people, teachers, leaders who had that temptation to think, boy, I'm glad our kids our grandchildren aren't like those or that vacation Bible school kid acting up in some way, being bad, you know. And that's just the way we tend to think, separating the bad and the good. And then we remember Jesus' call to sinners. And that's just where those kids need to be, where they can hear the good news of Jesus' forgiveness and acceptance, just like we, just like today, we're hearing it. Yes, Jesus says to Matthew and us, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. That's the good news. He came for us too. It's a good thing that we have a VBS, that we can share that good news with others so that they, like us, might respond to Jesus' call to Matthew and all of us. After all, it's only a person with a heart problem that needs the help of a stent or maybe a heart valve replacement or maybe surgery. It's only the person that has a knee or hip pain that needs some medical intervention, perhaps surgery, perhaps some medication, something else. It's only a child that has a owie, an injury that needs a Band-Aid. You see, Jesus was just saying the obvious, what we know in our everyday life, that it's people with problems that need help, and we're in that group. And all we have to do is admit it, and I hope that's what we're doing by being here today, and as members, some of us, of Blessed Savior Lutheran Church. Sinners sitting with Matthew and those tax collectors and sinners at the table at his house with Jesus. Discipleship is loyalty to Jesus. And he, Matthew, rose and followed him, Jesus. That pretty much describes who we are as a Blessed Savior. A hospital of sinners, for sinners, needing God's mercy. One of my former professors, he preached at my graduation from Concordia Seminary St. Louis eons ago in 1973, and this is what he said, and it really describes well our individual role as Christians and collectively as a congregation. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Of course, those are Jesus' words that Martin Frontzman is quoting, is written over the whole discipleship of every disciple of the New Testament. God has chosen us. He has called us, like Matthew. Each of us is a sinner, each of us with symptoms of spiritual sickness. And only Jesus can heal us with that forgiveness from the cross. And that healing is literally out of this world. And we get to experience it in a new dimension, in the new kingdom after we die, new heaven and a new earth. Yeah, with Jesus and all the other sinners redeemed by grace. You don't have to be weird to follow Jesus. You just have to be kind of needy, in need of his love and forgiveness. You don't have to stop following, stop having friends, but you get to introduce them, like Matthew, to Jesus. Invite them along, just like some of you did for Vacation Bible School. Jesus says, go, learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. How desperately we need that mercy personally in Jesus, our Savior, God's Son. All of our sacrifices, when you come right down to it, of time and effort and money, don't amount to a hill of beans if we don't have that faith in Jesus our Savior. That's why we respond with thanksgiving and thankful living, giving and sharing, isn't it? Only Jesus can heal us with his acts of forgiveness. And that healing is literally out of this world. Yes, the word mercy is an interesting word. Jesus says he wants to give mercy. We're going to use that word in the prayer responses today. And maybe it's a little more enriched to know the definition I came across. Loyalty to Jesus as Lord. That's number one. Loyalty to Jesus as Lord. And secondly, the right action towards others. In other words, reaching out, caring, helping others. It's a good summary of membership, isn't it, of Blessed Savior Lutheran Church. Admit your sin sickness, accept Jesus' forgiveness from the cross, and welcome and support one another in the body of Christ, the family of God, this hospital, or whatever church or family of faith you happen to be a part of. I'd like to close by just sharing a couple examples of the response to VBS that a couple of the teachers shared with me. You've supported it with offerings and prayers, so you should get to know the good stuff too of what happened. One member said a student looked forward to Blessed Savior Vacation Bible School every year. I mean, they were a member from another Lutheran church in the area, but they looked forward to this Vacation Bible School. And as the school year was winding down, this child said to his mom, "Mom, you better sign me up for VBS at Blessed Savior." He didn't want to miss out what was said here. And then Mary Beth and Lorianne Reynolds had taught Bible stories to the children last year, this year. And the last day, Friday, one child came up to Mary Beth and gave her a big hug and said, "Thank you so much for teaching me. I had so much fun." And then he even said, "I remember last year's VBS of Pharaoh and the man who interpreted the dream for him, Joseph." And Lorianne kind of summarized it with her comment, "That's awesome. I loved it." So do we. The chance to make a difference for our Lord and Savior, because he's made a big positive difference in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.